This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 366 for Thursday, April 25th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger on Thursday, with a few factors combining to push up bids. The May canola contract was up $3.30 at $442.40 per ton, and the July contract was up $3.40 at $451.30 per ton. One factor helping canola today has been spillover from soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade, which have been up on Thursday. Another factor is a bounce from the Stats Canada acreage report that was released yesterday. Also, canola is getting strength from the Canadian dollar. The loonie has moved very little so far today and is at 74.11 U.S. cents. Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe has called on the federal government to make it easier for canola growers to get cash advances. The ongoing dispute between Canada and China has made exports very difficult. Bayer is appealing a U.S. federal court decision that said the company must pay a San Francisco groundskeeper nearly $290 million. The court found Bayer is responsible for the groundskeeper getting cancer from using Roundup. Bayer is hoping the ruling is overturned or a new trial is ordered. Trade talks between the U.S. and China will resume in Beijing on April 30th, with negotiations resuming in Washington on May 8th. The USDA released its weekly sales report today. Almost 780,000 tons of U.S. old crop corn was exported for the week ending April 18th. New crop corn amounted to only 3,000 tons. More than 651,000 tons of U.S. wheat was exported, of which about 65% was old crop, and approximately 619,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were exported, of which 96% was old crop. For the most part, U.S. wheat has struggled in a highly competitive global market, and there are large supplies of soybeans on the global market, due in part to a huge South American harvest and a decline in demand from China. African swine fever has cut China's demand for soybeans by 17% so far this year. Soybean futures were stronger, with the May soybean contract up 4 cents at $8.59 per bushel. Corn futures were steady, with the May contract up 1 cent at $3.47 per bushel. Wheat futures were mixed. The May contract in Chicago was up 3 cents at $4.35 per bushel. Kansas City May wheat was unchanged at $4.04 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat for May was up 2 cents at $5.05 per bushel. For more news from the Markets Farm News Team and expert analysis from Bruce Burnett and Mike Jubinville, go to marketsfarm.com. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, April 25th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.